We were in the middle of the Pasuk Mem He in the third chapter. That Hashem made us like their vomit. Sechi. Umaos. And like disgrace among the nations. That even when we were exiled, it wasn't over. Meaning wherever we went, the nations looked down at us. Patsu aleinu pihem kol oyeveinu. And our enemies felt free opening their mouths against us. Pachad vafachat. Hayalanu hasheit vehashavel. We were taken with fear and trembling as we looked at our enemies, and we were taken with destruction and being put down. The word sheit could mean destruction. So he's describing that in the past we were above everything. And now we were broken so badly, and this goes back to that idea that he described earlier, that we didn't just fall, we fell from the greatest heights. Pachad vafachat, you see the play on words. We had fear, we had fachat. What does fachat mean? So, fachat could mean the destructiveness from the word pachot. Fachat could mean trembling. Fachat could mean to be worn down, to be destroyed. Palgei mayim teirad eini al shevel bat amim. Just as waters flow, so too my eye flows over the destruction of my nation. Pal ge maim. Pal ge maim. Eini nigra. My eye shed its tears. Eini nigra. Velo tidme. Me'ein hafugot, and it doesn't stop crying because there's been no comfort offered. And so it doesn't stop crying, it doesn't cease to cry because no one's comforted me. Ad yashkif ve'yireh Adonai mishamayim. And I'm going to keep crying until Hashem looks from His heaven and sees my shame. Eini olela lenafshi mikol benot irim. My eye that tears, olela lenafshi, my eye in its tearing has been soiled, and it soiled my face more than anyone else in my city. I come from a city of Kohanim, and I'm crying as I see the destruction of my family, the destruction of my city. One understanding is his city is the city of Kohanim. Eini olela lenafshi. My eye, olela, from the word soiled my face. Lenafshi, over my soul that was crying mikol bnot iri, for all the people of my city, my family of Kohanim that were destroyed. The other understanding is bnot iri is, he says, I'm crying over the destruction of the cities of my people. and the destruction of the city of Yerushalayim. Binot Iri could mean the city-states. Binot Iri could also mean, literally, the girls of Jerusalem that were defiled by the enemy. Sod Saduni. Katsipo Oyevai Chinam. They trapped me, they hunted me like a bird, and it was for nothing. I've done them no harm. My enemies hunt me, trap me, kill me, and it's chinam. I didn't do anything. I don't deserve it. Sametu vabo chayai vayadu evin bi. They finish my life off in a pit, and they throw stones at me. And that's a true description of Yirmiyahu. He spent much of his life in prison. They incarcerated him because they didn't want to hear him. So they figured they threw him into a pit of tar. Maybe he'll sink and die. They threw him into a jail.
Well, this kind of contradicts what we were talking about earlier, but bad things are happening.
Safu maim al roshi amalti nigzalti. They poured water over my head, and when a person goes through water, so Chazal tell us, if you're going to pass a stream, so long as the stream is waist high, once you stand the chance. But if you go through a stream that passes your head, so then there's no chance. If there's a running stream, running water that's above your head, you don't stand a chance. So Yirmiyahu is describing that they washed me down so badly, it's as though I were trying to pass a stream that runs over my head. And so I said, that's it, I'm finished. Karati shimcha Adonai mibo tachtiyot. And from the bottom of the pits, I called in your name, Hashem. And this is again Yirmiyahu personally, because this is Yirmiyahu who himself was thrown into a pit of tar where it wasn't enough to incarcerate him. They put him in a place where he was certainly going to sink and die. Koli shamata. And you heard my prayer. You accepted my prayer. Al tale moznecha. Le'ravchati le'shavati. And don't hide your ear from saving me. Don't hide your ear from my plea. Karavta biyom ekra'eka amarta altira. And I was accustomed to a relationship with you, Hashem, that when I'd call, you'd come close. But that wasn't what I was experiencing now. Ravta Adonai, rivei nafshi, ga'alta chayai. Initially used to fight my fights. You saved my life. And again, this has the dual understanding. Is it Yirmiyahu talking on behalf of himself, or is he talking about the history of the Jewish people? Ra'ita Adonai, avatati. Shafita mishpati. Hashem, you saw how I was misjudged. You see how they're mistreating me. So you judge me. And the word mishpat could mean to judge. The word mishpat could mean to take revenge, Rashi says in the book of Job. What?
He's asking for revenge.
He's asking Hashem to judge on his behalf, which could mean take revenge on my behalf, which is what he probably means. When a person has no way of asking Hashem for his help, for fighting on his own behalf, he's allowed to ask Hashem to take his revenge. If I could just ask whoever's rubbing against the table on the recording, it's live. Ra'ita kol nikmatam kol machshevotam li. Hashem, you saw how they're constantly taking out their vengeance against me. Their thoughts are repeatedly about me. Now this needs a little bit of work Because what are they taking revenge for? Shamata. There's another understanding in this whole Mahalach. When Yirmiyahu says, Shafita Mishpati, he's saying, Hashem, I want you to be the one to punish me. Don't give me in the hands of enemies. Because you see, when they take your revenge from me, you see that their thoughts are so deep, how am I going to make them suffer the most? And this goes back to David HaMelech's line, Mipilana biyad Hashem. I'd rather fall in the hands of Hashem than in the hands of an enemy. And this goes back to what the Navi said, Asher anochi katzafti me'at, I was angry only so much, but they made it even worse. I gave my children into their hands to punish them, but I didn't tell them to be this evil against them. And this is true of all our exiles, including in Egypt. Shamata chirpatam Adonai, kol machshevotam alai. Hashem, you hear how they shame me. You hear how they keep thinking about me, they plot against me. Siftei kamai vehegyonam alai kol hayom. Those that rise against me, you see how their lips are constantly talking about me. That's what they're thinking about all day. Shivtam vekimatam habita ani manginatam. Notice how they go to sleep. Notice how they wake up. What's on their mind? What am I going to do to him? How am I going to get him? Tashiv lahem gemul Adonai kemaseh yedeihem. Hashem, pay them back, afflict upon them just as they have done. Titein lahem meginat leiv talatcha lahem. Break their hearts. Break their peace. Don't let them continue with the tranquility they've had until now. Titen lehem meginat lev. That's again the same gimel we had until now, the sorrow of the heart. No, it's just the root of yagon. No. And over here, Rashi doesn't like the interpretation of meginat lev from yagon. I take that back. Rashi says meginat lev over here is the break of the heart, not yagon, not the sorrow of the heart. I take that back. He goes through a whole grammatic thing as to why it's not that. Tildof me'af v'tash midein. Mitachat Shmei Adonai. Chase after them with anger. Annihilate them from under the heavens of Hashem. And again, Yirmiyahu ends the chapter with revenge. Hashem, bring peace, bring justice, bring revenge.